Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We have some exciting news for our listeners. This summer, 2025, we will be releasing our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, unpacking the Screwtape Letters podcast inspired by C.S. Lewis. We are making signed first edition copies available for you leading up to the release. To secure your first edition signed copy, go to screwtapeletterspodcast.com and fill out the form to get your book. From Galen and I, we want to thank you for your support and Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. God bless.
All right. Well, welcome back, Screwtape Letters Podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Times, Season 2, as we're going through the biblical, theological, and doctrinal Easter eggs found in the letters of the Screwtape Letters. Here we are in letter number 4. And Ian, I think as we were preparing for this chapter, you found something that I glazed right over, which is kind of the fun point of doing these. When you read them, sometimes you glaze right over a lot of this stuff. Share with me what you found. Topic on this chapter being a lot about prayer and the efficacy of prayer and how the demonic tries to thwart us from prayer and all that stuff. What did you find?
So to hit on that point, what you said around you can glaze over, C.S. Lewis is a brilliant writer. It's worthy of multiple reads, and you can glaze over it. And I think we've heard from quite a few people that they love the way we've unpacked this to make it palatable and help them understand where and what C.S. Lewis was really reaching for in each of these letters. And as we've unpacked these within the biblical Easter egg idea, there's a theme starting to come together. And this one started off by having the incarnation, and we've had the Trinity, and the story is evolving, and this one is prayer and the power and the importance of prayer. So as I was listening through it, there was a line where the narration is, and I might as well read it. The enemy will not be idle, as whenever there is prayer, there is a danger of his own immediate action. Talking about if you pray, God will answer you. And like you were saying, it may be on the first go, or it may be a persistence in prayer situation. And then it goes on to say he is cynically indifferent of the dignity of his position. And then Screwtape says, and ours as pure spirits, meaning that they've tried their hardest not to reveal themselves and to work in the shadows. And here God's meeting with us in prayer. And he's revealing himself to us.
Can I throw something else in there real fast?
Yeah.
I think real quick, in addition to that, there's a, I think the demonic almost has this insight that he calls us cynically indifferent to his position and ours as pure spirits and to human animals on their knees. Like there's something humiliating about, first of all, being in the flesh. Like they have these human bodies and they have to get down on their knees, and this God doesn't even regard the fact that he sits enthroned in heaven and us as spirits are working against these people, and he still listens to these dirty animals on their knees. Like, what is that?
No, that's brilliantly picked up on. That's brilliant, because it paints that picture now as you break these down to understand how these demonic forces really have so little regard for God's creation being us. And the idea that we would worship him through the struggles that we have, and in this instance, within the Screwtape Letters, through a war where there's going to be a lot of death. So a lot of the things that God's made are going to be destroyed. And then he says he pours out self-knowledge in a shameless fashion. In other words, he meets with us and he exposes himself to us. He talks to us and he gives us the answers, the self-knowledge.
He reveals himself. He reveals his will. Right.
Right. And answers our prayers within there. And I think that's where this is so special with this, because if anyone goes over letter four, the Screwtape Letters, one thing you'll see, it's riddled with the idea of how important prayer is. And they're talking about how the patient has, the war's kicked off in Europe, but the patient's actually become more prayerful. He's meeting right. with God more, which is making Screwtape's attacks on him much harder because he's in a better place. And and that's really important with anyone's struggle in life. That, and it's funny, Galen, I met with a friend the other night who was struggling with things in his life, and he said, I don't know what else to do. And someone said to him, pray. The answer when you have nothing else is pray. And he said it sort of hit him like a ton of bricks, that I should have probably been doing that before this, rather than waiting for this moment to pray. And it's a moment where I came back from meeting with him, and I came into my house, and my son's just left to go back to college, and I was actually thinking that I probably should pray more for my boys. I've got two boys, so I thought I should pray more for them. So I sat in Oliver's room and I was praying for him and I was praying for Winston. And I'm going to ask them, what do you need me to pray for you for? Because I want them to know I'm openly praying for them, not that it's just a given. And then, you know, as we do, I finished and I distracted, opened my phone up to post something on Instagram. And the very first thing that comes up is a big red icon that says, prayer changes things. And I was like, well, there's some kind of coincidence in there. And I know we know our phones listen, but for that to be the first thing that came up, I was like, that just reinforced for me that, yeah, that I think it's more important than ever that we've got to pray. So this is the Easter egg in here. And the scripture I found that I to me really talks to this is from John 16, 23, 24. Which says, more assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And to me, that parallels the line that C.S. Lewis was using. This is why I think it's an Easter egg, because Screwtape's talking about how God will have immediate action. And here's right. Jesus saying, and you will receive. Pray and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That you're asking God for things that, and again, like you said earlier, sometimes the answer is no. And right. I think it also points to the fact that ultimately, what does God want for us? He wants us to live in joy.
Right. He wants his kids to be blessed, and he wants his kids. He's a father in heaven who wants his kids to come to him when they need something. How much do you love when your kids come to you and ask right. you for help? You know, but I think you had a really good point here, because it's mentioned that Jesus mentioned, whatever you ask in my name, you will receive. And I didn't pick up on the fact that C.S. Lewis seems to reiterate the point. He says, but of course, the enemy will not in the meantime be idle. Because whenever there's prayer, there's danger of God's immediate action, that God is constantly working. God is constantly listening. God moves at a very fast pace. And it doesn't matter. You know, he makes a lot of good points in this chapter. It's a good theology of prayer. You can unpack quite a theology of prayer just from this chapter. Doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter how ill we are, how well we are, how fresh or tired. You know, he mentions a lot of things. What matters is that are we petitioning to God? And that's also Jesus' point in the passage that you mentioned. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, you know, not saying in Jesus' name is not just a quippy little phrase to tack onto the end of the prayer, but it's a heart posture And it's a belief structure towards God that says, because of Jesus, I have access to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, we ask in Jesus' name. In the same way, you know, a political appointee or an ambassador might go to the leader of another country and say, I come in the name of the President of the United States. They come with a level of authority. And it's on the basis of that they have the right to engage in conversation and have access to certain places and settings. We're able to do that. And when that happens, God is not idle.
He just really tripped something for me there. Two things. Mm. One is that with this passage out of John where Jesus is saying, whatever you ask the Father in my name. Now, understanding the Trinity, right, and accepting the Trinity is one thing, but to then go and endorse it through prayer by both praying in to God and through
to Jesus the Father, Christ. Through the Son, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Now you're actually saying to God, I not only accept the Trinity, but I also accept the divine intervention that you had for the world by giving your Son, who ended up being sacrificial.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it like that before, but that's really powerful. And that's what it is. By doing that, it isn't just like, oh, I just believe in Jesus. It's my form of Christianity. Or I believe in God, but the same God, but it's different because it's Jesus. No, you're endorsing and acknowledging this amazing moment.
Mm-hmm. And weaving in the entire gospel in it, like you said, it's because of what Jesus has done that gives us access to the Father. It's weaving the entire gospel message in a heart posture of prayer.
Yeah. So that was one of them. And the second one is what you said about you want your children, the God wants his children to live in joy. In the same way I said I was praying for my boys. One, I would, if they called me up and said, hey, Dad, I want to buy some dynamite, I'd be like, yeah, probably not. That's a hard no, okay? I want them to live in joy. I want them to come to me with their request. Sometimes they're going to get a no as a father. Other times I'm going to be like, yeah, I can help you with that. But it's that you want them to live happy lives. And it's that parallel that we've pointed out and has been pointed out, and good churches should point out, that the relationship between you and God is the same relationship between you and your kids. That your right. children will come to you and you go to the Father.
That's why he's called a father. He revealed himself as a father.
Yep.
Not a master. He revealed himself in a number of ways, but Jesus knew him as Father and teaches us to pray to him as a father. Yeah.
So as a takeaway for listeners with this, and this has been really revealing for me, is some of the other biblical quotes in the Bible about prayer. I know it's kind of redundant, but biblical quotes about prayer that, you know, you now have the ability through, you know, Google and AI to really go in and ask, could give me a bunch of different quotes about prayer in the Bible. And you'll get some amazing returns on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those who are learning scripture and they want to get in deeper and understand what God says in context and what Jesus says in context, this is a great way to get a starting point on some lines of prayer. I'll give you one here. Matthew 21:22, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's a God who's quick to respond.
Yeah. And you can go in right. and then expand that, read what comes before that, read it in context, but it'll give you the insights to that. But yeah, this little Easter egg's been fantastic in and around the idea of prayer.
And again, these are quicker little hits on some of these topics. And like I said, you could unpack an entire doctrine on prayer, just from unpacking some of these phrases and looking up some scripture references. But a really good one, another Easter egg, and a fantastic episode in letter number 4. And we will look forward to seeing you next time.